There are thousands of events happening all around us that are looking for speakers. And at Mic Drop Workshop, we want to help events find amazing women speakers like you. We send out a free weekly newsletter with gig opportunities. So join over 200,000 subscribers at micdropworkshop.com/newsletter. Okay, let's get started. Welcome back to Business on the Bright Side. So if you're wondering why maybe my voice is a little different, I've hesitated recording podcasts for a little bit because I had a minor jaw surgery. I've had TMJ problems for years. My jaw was like completely locked for like 2 years. It was really bad. But they just went in and unlocked it, but now I have to wear this retainer for 12 weeks. So it's really great when you make your career off of doing podcasts and speaking engagements to now have a slight lisp. So this is what I'm dealing with. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. But I am so excited for today's podcast episode because it is 9 years. 9 years that I started Headbands of Hope. Today, I still remember like going live with the headbandsofhope.com. I was in college and I remember just constantly hitting refresh and like wondering why the only people that I had purchased was like my mom and my grandpa and thought it was such a failed idea. Today, we just actually found out a few weeks ago we're in the top 1% of Shopify stores, which is absolutely crazy. And we are very, very close to donating 1 million headbands to kids with illnesses. And if you want to go get some headbands for yourself, you can use the code FIRSTTIMER for 20% off at headbandsofhope.com. So let's get to it. What's up, everybody? It is Jess Ekstrom, and welcome to Business on the Bright Side, the podcast where you can learn how to make a living and make a difference at the same time. Life is short, and so is my attention span, so let's get started. So even if you don't have a business idea right now or a consumer product or something that you're starting, I think that you can still benefit from these tips that I'm about to share of how we got in the top 1% of Shopify stores. Now, mind you, this is our 9-year birthday today, so it's taken us 9 years. We are not an overnight success story, but there are some things that I can point out as to like what was a difference maker for us and like really finding our footing at Headbands of Hope. So number one, I hired people before I was ready. So my freshman year roommate in college was a girl named Lauren, and it was so funny. We like randomly like matched on like Facebook in this group to like live together. We were like, oh, we both have boyfriends from high school. Like, this will be great. And of course, we both ended up, you know, breaking up with our boyfriends the first year. But nevertheless, it was the right decision because Lauren is now the president of my company. But it was something where she started to help me out with Headbands of Hope with some donations. And she was someone that I felt like could really help me take Headbands of Hope to the next level. And when we graduated, I didn't have Headbands of Hope wasn't making enough money to pay her or pay me. But we came up with this idea that she would help us break into the wholesale market. Now, mind you, she's just like me. I think she was studying physical therapy or something like that. Sorry, Lauren, I forget what you were studying. But we both really loved this idea. And so she's like, I want to find a way to make it work. And so we laugh about this moment so many times because we were just these little like 18-year-old kids where we had a meeting with me and my dad and her dad about how to compensate her and offer her a job. And at the time, it seems just so funny because now we're like running this, you know, multi-million dollar business together. And at that time, we're like, let's bring our dads to this meeting. Like, I can't imagine doing that today. Love you, Dad. But so what I actually ended up doing, and I was so great that Lauren was down for this challenge, was that her compensation was based on how the company was doing. So she got a percentage of sales. And now that's how all of my employees are still paid to this day. I mean, they have definitely a higher base salary, but I found that by giving people skin in the game, when things are good, they feel it. And when things are bad, they feel it. But that was how I was able to hire people before I was ready, was if you're going to come in and make the company better, then you can get a piece of that. And so if you're going to come in and make the company better, then you should be able to get a piece of that. But if you come into the company and you're not really moving the bottom line at all for us, then, you know, you won't see that in your pay. So hiring people before I was ready was a huge part of the success of Headbands of Hope today. And now I have a team of amazing women who, seriously, I don't know how I got so lucky to have the women that I do working at Headbands of Hope. The second thing that we did that I think is a big part of our success is that we're quick to pivot. So I like to say that we are turning a speedboat, not a cruise ship. Like, we can be really quick to move on something. So for example, you know, when the pandemic hit and all of a sudden the CDC was like, everyone needs to wear masks, but you couldn't find masks anywhere. We had these headbands called tube turbans that could also go above your face and be a mask. And so literally, I remember it was a Saturday and the team and I were texting about what we were going to do. And then we decided that I was going to take a picture, and I was literally like sweaty from the gym. And I was going to take a picture beside this brick wall with one of our headbands and show it being pulled up over my face like a mask. So I took that picture, texted it to the team. They sent out a newsletter, and I think we did a Facebook post that day. We sold out of almost every single one of those headbands. Like, we had the sales that we did in that day were typically what we do in a month. And that was really because we were able to come together, pivot, and be quick to fire. And so as the company gets bigger, that's something that I truly try to hang on to, is like, how can we always be a speedboat and not a cruise ship? Okay, so number three, how we made it to the top 1% of Shopify stores is we kept just showing up and continued to gather data. So we would always go to these trade shows in like Atlanta and all these other places where sometimes we would go there and the cost wouldn't make sense. You know, we had to pay for the booth, we had to pay for a hotel. Maybe we got a couple store orders from there, but we would break even. But then we kind of realized that when we show up at these trade shows and we're actually in person, we hear feedback, we get data around what people are thinking about the product. You can't really get that online. So I feel like one of the things that made us successful is we continued to show up in person, talk to people, watch how they touch the product, watch how they try it on, see what their reasons are if they don't buy it, and how we can change that. And so by continuing to show up in person in a very digital world, I think was a big part of us learning about our product, about our customers, about people's needs. And then also, I just feel like whenever you just keep showing up, it almost broadens your frequency in the world. Like, we had this show that we went to recently that it was just a bust. Like, no one was really there. We weren't really placing many orders. But then 2 weeks after the show, we got a call from someone who had just taken one of our business cards off the table. And it's a major retailer that is interested in carrying us. And so things like that just don't happen when, you know, you're sitting at home. So continuing to show up is definitely step three of how we made it to top 1% of Shopify stores. Have you ever wanted to guest on more podcasts? As a speaker, it's an easy way to practice your talking points and figure out what works, all while expanding your reach to already existing audiences. Go to podcastally.com and use the promo code AMPLIFY for 10% off their podcast guesting service. That's podcastally.com, promo code AMPLIFY. Need a boost to start your week? Every Monday, I send out a hype text as some food for thought for your week. Text me the word hype to 704-228-9495. That's the word hype to 704-228-9495. P.S. I actually read these texts and try to respond when I can. So tell me what you think of this podcast. So step four we diversified our revenue streams. So I started Headbands of Hope first just online. In order to get a headband from Headbands of Hope, you had to go onto headbandsofhope.com and purchase it. Then we moved into like mom and pop boutiques where you could go to your local salon or gift shop or women's boutique and buy Headbands of Hope. And then we got into some, you know, medium-sized chain retailers. And then we started having these like campus events where people would sell headbands. And then we started going on QVC. And then we started doing like all these other different channels that are really helpful because, for example, like when the pandemic hit, a lot of stores closed down. And if stores were 100% of our business, like we would have been done. But because we were diversified in all these other areas that we were selling product, we were able to focus more on those areas and not be hit so hard when one of them didn't work. So definitely diversify your revenue streams and how you sell your product. And then the last one, number five, how we made it to top 1% of Shopify stores. And this one sounds silly, but it truly is a big reason, is that we're all just having fun. And I think that in the beginning of Headbands of Hope, I gripped it really tightly. You know, I thought that like, oh, this has to work. It'll be so embarrassing if it doesn't. And it was so draining and not fun to run a business that you're constantly like holding your breath anytime something bad happens. Now I realize like we're never going to have zero problems. You know, when we solve one big problem, four more problems are going to pop up because of it. That's just the name of the game. That's the business that we're in. That is like kind of the ticket fee to joining this club of entrepreneurship is knowing that there's always going to be problems. And so we can't let those problems ruin our mojo or ruin our morale. And so we truly, I feel like, are just having fun. I mean, you go into the warehouse, there's music blasting, there's just like our Slack channels posting pictures of our dogs. And whenever we have a really amazing giving photo that comes in, you know, we do a mass text to everyone in the company. Before the pandemic, we were going into the hospitals all the time hosting DIY headband days. But I think that just truly enjoying what we're doing is a big part of the energy that we have when we show up to work every day. I truly believe that even the down parts, you know, can still be fun when you're all in it together. Okay, so to recap, here are the five ways that we made it into the top 1% of Shopify stores on our 9-year birthday. One, I hired people before I was ready. Two, we're quick to pivot. Three, we kept showing up and gathering data in person. Four, we diversified our revenue streams. And five, we're all having fun along the way. Again, if you want to celebrate our 9th birthday and shop, you can use the code FIRSTTIMER at headbandsofhope.com for 20% off. And I will leave you with this. Don't let I don't know where to begin keep you from beginning. Thanks, everyone, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Business on the Bright Side with Jess Ekstrom. I love to send out the episodes every Monday with a quick text and a quote from me. So text me the word podcast to 704-228-9495. That's 704-228-9495. And if you want to see what the show notes are from this episode, head to businessonthebrightside.com, hit subscribe here, write a review, and I'll see you on Monday.